Back to the Mike Care Radio Show. I am the community here at Shanahan's Irish Food and Spirits, right here in Woodridge, Illinois. And my guests today are two band members from the band Ballistic Edna. And we want to talk more about Ballistic Edna and our the guest here. And Marcella, first of all, we understand that you started actually singing gospel music. So you come from a gospel music background. So is that kind of spice in there with the music?
It is. It's definitely a small portion of my influences. When I was growing up in Washington, D.C., I was raised in a very fundamentalist Christian family. So I was only allowed to listen to gospel, and the most contemporary Christian music that I, or the most contemporary music that I was allowed to listen to was B.B. and C.C. Winans or Amy Grant. So certainly that factored into my influences. I started singing in churches and traveling around and touring churches and singing at the age of two, which I know that sounds a lot. It sounds odd when you say that, because those of us who have children, we know that our two-year-olds, you know, we can't picture that happening, but that is in fact the truth. And I did in fact do that, sang in a lot of gospel competitions all the way up through high school. So certainly that has played a part in my influences. But at the age of 14, I sort of uncovered a box that was taped tightly shut in my father's storage closet. And when I opened it up, I was revealed all of the influences that my father had listened to up until the time he probably started getting involved in the church. So I came across Beatles, Crosby, Stills, and Nash, The Who, even Carly Simon and James Taylor, and some of these secular bands that my father had listened to all along. Immediately started listening to that, immediately started paying attention to some of the other less spiritual, in terms of religion, music, and really sort of taking in all of these other types of music as my influence. So it's interesting that even though I started with gospel, even now, in terms of influences, I have my favorite female singers. I know Brody Armstrong from the Distillers is one of my favorite female vocalists, but I don't in any way really attempt to try to sound like her. At this point in my life, I think I'm just kind of a buffet of various influences that can range from, you know, Todd Rundgren and Gordon Lightfoot all the way to like Chris Cornell and Marilyn Manson. So, yeah, it is interesting. It is an interesting and strange fact. Shocks me even when I think about it that I did start off in gospel music. But, you know, for the trained ear, I guess, if you're used to listening to gospel, you might hear some of those influences in my voice on occasion.
Oh, okay. And now, Jim, if we may, we would like to talk about your background in music then.
Sure. Well, I was basically just a bass player. Started as a bass player in high school and things like that, because by the time I started, which was pretty late, because there were no real musicians in my family or anything, everybody else at school had already started playing guitar and drums, you know, the glory instruments. And every band I knew, though, needed a bass player. So I figured if I wanted to start playing right away, I'd learn bass. I didn't really pick up guitar until much, much later. Probably like a lot of people, because I didn't think I could, and according to some people, I still can't, but that's another story. But I like listening to all sorts of stuff. Part of the reason I think that we play the music we do in this sort of area, like pop rock, for lack of a better term, is that you can bring in all sorts of influences from all over the place. You can play, as we do, songs that have a little bit of like a Celtic or a Spanish or a Middle Eastern influence, and then you can play something that's more just straight pop, or you can play something a little heavier rock. But I get just bored quickly with stuff that's institutional, like blues or, you know, reggae or something, where the tunes all start to blend into each other after about two or three listens. So everybody in the group brings in their own influences. We all listen to all different stuff, and it just makes a wonderful soup.
We're comfortable with the 5-paragraph essay. We like the structure of the pop rock style that we've sort of evolved into, and it makes for a pretty sound, and we really love it. I mean, it's just a lot of fun to play with different influences and to turn it into something that, you know, the masses really enjoy and that they remember and want to sing along with.
Yeah, and no disrespect to anybody that likes blues or reggae or heavy metal or anything like that. It's just that...
Oh, we have a lot of respect for that.
Oh, yeah, because we like all those things, you know, bits and pieces all over the place as well. It's just that when you are a band that declares itself in one of those genres, every tune almost like has to fit a certain style. Otherwise, you're going to lose some of your fans. And we like the fact that we can dabble here and there.
Oh, yeah, that's just great. Now, we want to take a look at another song here, and that is Smolder. Now, this is pretty impressive because it says here 1.2 million downloads. Now, that is something. And how did all those people download?
Well, we've had a certain number of downloads off our website, a certain number off of things like iTunes, but the lion's share of them were probably downloaded via DSN, Digital Syndicate Network. They're a... wonderful group of people. They're based out west in this country. They have offices in Las Vegas and in California and Sedona, Arizona. And they have allowed people to download our songs. And quite a few people seem to like Smolder. And the downloads have been from all over the world. And it's been a very, very wonderful thing because we get people from all over the world emailing us and, you know, people interested in our CD from all over the world and people that want to buy it from all over the world. So it's been a very interesting thing. They just opened us up to a very large audience.
We have a lot of living rooms we could crash in various parts of the world if we chose to. Yeah.
Yes, yes. And it
as
also,
a result of that song, so it's exactly. Kind of cool.
And it helped us meet the Soul Seekers TV show people out of the UK. So
great. Now, I want to take a look at some more of your shows here. Now, it says here you're going to be performing at June 29th at Kenosha, Wisconsin Indoor-Outdoor Festival. And tell us about this one.
Yes, it's a fundraiser being organized by some people up there. Part of it will be, of course, as it says, they're outdoors. Some will be indoors. We're not quite sure which stage we're going to be on, but we hope it's the outdoor stage because those are a riot. Those are a blast. And it's free. So if anyone is going to be in that area or wants to come up, because it's only a short drive from this area, from Chicago, please come up on Sunday, the 29th of June, because you won't regret it.
Right. So it's great that, you know, we were listening to your music, and we want to let people know that you have got a brand new album. You've got several albums available, but we want to let people know that you've got a brand new album, and it's called The Jungle or The Stars. And now people can already buy this, or?
Not quite yet. We're still recording it, or actually mixing it. We're pretty much through recording. We're going to mix and master it, and we have been recording it and mixing and mastering it.
They can access it, though, on our MySpace. Some of the singles that are going to be on the album are on our MySpace page.
I'm sorry. Yeah,
so, yeah,
right.
You can access some of them to listen to them for now, certainly on MySpace, and we encourage you to do that. We have a cool page.
That's right. You can actually access quite a few of them on www.myspace.com/ballisticedna and also on ballisticedna.com. But some of the songs are completed and are downloadable now. The full complete CD will be ready in about another month or two. And we recorded it and are, you know, mixing and mastering it with a guy named Blaze Barton out of Chicago, who is a tremendous engineer. He has engineered albums by Bob Dylan, Liz Phair, and a lot of Chicago blues greats. So he's a well-respected man in the industry.
Okay, and now we want to take a look at another great song that you have, and it's Leave the Door Open. And now this was featured on Big FM European FM radio, so kind of a little worldwide flavor here. Tell us about this.
Yes, a American disc jockey named Eleanor Academia hosts a show that's very big in Europe called the LA Music Pipeline, and she picked up our song at a Billboard music, film and TV music convention out in Los Angeles, and she started playing it over there, and it got on the Big FM radio network and got a decent amount of airplay.
Oh, okay. That's great. We're going to take a little bit of a break, and we are going to be back. My guests today are two members from the band Ballistic Edna. You're listening to the Mike Carra Radio Show, I Am the Community, here at Shanahan's Irish Food and Spirits of Woodridge in Woodridge, Illinois. And please stay with us.